With Mick Floyd celebrating somewhere in Victoria, because I saw on social media he had 7 bets for 7 winners last Saturday. He's taken the week off, which means we've got Jason Adams to give us all the latest in the world of greyhound racing. How are you, Jace?
I'm well, thanks, Michael, and not as good as what Mick Floyd is. Isn't he rolling in the glory at the moment? From a man who couldn't get 4 legs of the quaddy to now absolutely dominating week after week, so he's going well.
Quite remarkable, and one of those bets was the quaddy at Flemington as well, so we may not see him for a few weeks, but good luck to Mick Floyd as well. Hey, speaking of upsets, we had one in the Bendigo Cup last Friday night.
We did, and look, there were some superstars lining up there, and of course the biggest names were Tig Long Tong, Shimmer Shine, and Hardstyle Rico, though. It was Yozo Bale who got the job done, and how he won the race was he just didn't make mistakes. He led, he was able to put himself in a really good position, while those other ones who do obviously hold a bigger profile, they either made blues or found some trouble. So that left Yozo Bale in a really good position. He went on and won, and look, Tig Long Tong was really good in defeat. He ran second, and that was, of course, a quinella for Corey and Graham Sandberg. Corey and Sam at Grenfell, I should say, and Jimmy Shine lined up in third. That was an enormous run as well. But full credit to Yozo Bale. He's clearly the biggest win of his career so far, but he does look to be a pretty talented type, and he does line up at Sandown Park in race number 7 tomorrow night.
All right. We've got Group 1 racing as well. Interesting to see if this announcement from New South Wales that we are awaiting to get more clarity on will be across the 3 codes, which you would imagine it would be if Victorian horses are being banned from entering New South Wales, if it'll be the same for greyhounds and also harness horses as well, because there's a couple of Group 1s in Sydney this weekend.
Saw an announcement from Greyhound Racing New South Wales before saying they won't be accepting any Victorian nominations from now onwards. So that means that no one can travel up. However, we do have some Victorians that are engaged in those Group 1s you did mention coming up this Saturday night at Wentworth Park. So they are the Group 1 Big Peters and the Group 1 Peter Mosman Opal. So the way that's worked out is after the announcements that we did hear from the New South Wales government on Monday, there was a mad rush to get up to New South Wales. And O'Kell Greeno sent up Darren Pattinson, of course. Their team has Houdini Boy and the Big Peters. They went up straight away on Monday afternoon. And Matt Clark, who's got the real talented sprinters in playlist in Catch the Thief, he's already up there. So he had a bit of an interrupted preparation leading into the heats last week, but I think he's settled a bit and found somewhere to stay for the week. So would have been madness for those who are engaged in those Group 1s leading up to Saturday night, but they're up there at the moment and will take their place. So we wish them all the best on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that'll cause havoc for, I would imagine, the greyhound world as well. That bar on Victorian greyhounds being able to go up there.
Yeah, it's probably, I'd say personally, it's probably less of an impact than what it would probably be on thoroughbred racing, because it's not exactly week to week where you do see greyhounds go up there and race routinely. It more so is for the feature races, which obviously we do see at Wentworth Park this Saturday night, but going forward up until all of this cleans itself up, we probably won't be able to see any Victorians up there anytime soon.
Okay, well, let's focus on the Victorians then. We've got a good meeting at Sandown with the Group 2 McKenna Memorial final as well. Who are you tipping?
I'm tipping number 6, Webleg Ace, and this is an outstanding field. Of course, we saw the 3 heats ran last Thursday night, and the winners of those being True Detective, Thriving, and Christo Bale, and there's so many stories to come out of this race ahead of us tomorrow night. Of course, Last Arras coming to box number 1. He's trained by Brett Nye, who's chasing his first group win as a trainer. Of course, he's young and hasn't been training for too long. We'll then speak about the likes of True Detective, who is sort of on the other end of the scale. He's been an absolute professional. He's won a number of group races over the staying trip and looking to add another one there tomorrow night. Christo Bale, and look, he's been an absolute boom sprinter over the past few weeks, and he stepped up in distance last week for the first time, and he had to work pretty hard, and he won, and he's still the fastest heat winner. It was an exceptional performance. When they look at the likes of Webleck Ace, who I've mentioned, now he broke down in a heat of the Ballarat Cup, it was from memory, late last year. So he had a long period of time off the racetrack. He returned in about May, and since then he's been really good and has recaptured that form that he really ended 2019 with. So I'm really confident that he can get a clear run early. There's one on his inside called Thriving. Now, she's gotten out like a rocket in her past few, and I really think she's going to put a pressure on those on her inside. So for Webleck Ace in box 6, it's where he wants to be. He's going to run a straight line, and I think he's a big chance at a better price than what the the more fancied runners are. But it's going to be an outstanding race. There's no two ways about that. So that's the McKenna Memorial, race 5 tomorrow night at Sandown.
All right, leave us with your best, Jason.
My best, it comes up in race number 4 tomorrow night at Sandown. Number 5, Webleck Jack, who is a lizard brother to that who I've just mentioned in Webleck 8, who does line up in the McKenna. But for Webleck Jack, he's one of few greyhounds that I think is absolutely perfectly drawn in box number 5. It's where he wants to be, and I thought last week he was quite good in his heat at the McKenna. So that's race 4, number 5, Webleck Jack, tomorrow night at Sandown.
All right, Jace, good luck, good punting over the weekend.
Likewise, Michael. Thank you.